Up to 24 million people across the nation would lose health insurance under the new plan to replace Obamacare. Sally Sanford is an associate professor at the University of Washington. She specializes in health law. She told KUOW's Kim Malcolm about how the new plan could impact people in our state.
If the bill that's pending becomes law, then 700,000 people in our state will lose their health insurance coverage, and the uninsured rate will skyrocket. It's now at historic lows. It's now below 6%, and they estimated that it might go up to 15%.
Any other numbers that are jumping out at you?
Well, one big issue that might not be apparent to everyone is that the bill now pending before the House would fundamentally change Medicaid. It would roll back the Medicaid expansion to cover the working age poor, and it also changes the whole program to a block grant type program. And so under this estimate, they said that losing the Medicaid coverage would cost the state, they estimate, $1.3 billion per year by 2023.
So a much greater burden is being shuffled to the states by the federal government.
Yes, the way the bill would work, the federal government would spend much less on Medicaid, but the state, if it were to make up the shortfall, would have to spend much more.
Supporters of the Affordable Care Act, known by some as Obamacare, say it was a success here in Washington. What did it do well here, in your opinion?
Well, while there are problems, to be sure, our state really is one of the success stories. The rates of premium increase on the marketplace were really quite low comparatively, 2 and 3% the first couple of years and then 8% last year. Then we have a lot of insurance companies participating in the marketplace. So we have a lot more people who have coverage and who are able to get preventative services and have protection against financial ruin.
Who do you think are the most vulnerable? Who are the people most likely to lose coverage under this proposal?
Under this proposal, the people most likely to lose coverage would be those who are older, who are sicker, and who live in areas with higher premium costs. And in our state, that's the rural areas.
Rural meaning east of the Cascades?
East of the Cascades, down by the coast, the Grays Harbor area, and up in the Okanagan.
Is there one particular group of people that you think really is going to get hit hard by this compared to what the system offers right now?
Although most of the people who gained coverage, both on the marketplace and through expanded Medicaid, most of those people are white, but repealing these provisions would disproportionately hurt people of color.
And how so? Why would that be?
Well, for example, prior to the Affordable Care Act, about a quarter of the people, the black people in King County were uninsured. This year, less than 10% are. So that reflects that employer-provided insurance was not as available in the jobs that they were working. So then that encouraged the access provisions helped them quite a bit. I'll also note that getting health insurance is not the goal, and neither, frankly, is getting health care. Being able to lead a healthier life is. And in many respects, people of color are disproportionately impacted by health issues. They live shorter lives overall and have higher rates of some disease and at younger ages. So they were more likely not to have insurance before the Affordable Care Act. And the ability to go to the doctor when you're sick is particularly important if you have a chronic condition such as diabetes or cardiovascular disease, which are more common in the black population.
Sally Sanford is an associate professor at the University of Washington. President Trump has promised that no one will lose coverage. He said that there would be insurance for everyone and that health care would be a lot less expensive. While many people are expected to lose coverage under the GOP plan, number crunchers say it would trim the budget deficit.